Every year, Czech surgeons perform thousands of life-saving operations. However, if you are Czech, sick and in need of, say, one of my kidneys to save your life, there'd be a problem. Not only do I quite like having two, but as the law stands, a foreigner, such as myself, is unable to donate organs in the Czech Republic. That is, until now. With a shortfall of viable donors in the country, the Czech Health Ministry is now drafting an amendment to the law which could finally allow foreigners to donate. Daniela Lazarevar has that story.
Last year, the country's seven specialised transplant clinics performed close to 600 life-saving transplants. While their capacity to perform cardio, liver, kidney, lung and bone marrow transplants is bigger, they are restricted by the number of donors, particularly in cases of vital organ transplants from dead donors. Přemysl Frida from the Czech Coordination Centre for Transplants explains the current practice in the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic is within the group of countries with a so-called opt-out system. That means that everybody is automatically considered a donor unless he or she gives a statement and asks to be registered in a registry of persons who reject donation of organs for transplantation. On the other hand, even these people who reject to donate organs are authorized to receive their organ in case of need.
Do you contact relatives at any point, or do you automatically just take someone's organs if they haven't specifically stated otherwise?
Well, automatically, always, relatives are contacted. And our law requires just to inform people that there is an intention to procure organs, but the doctors respect always the wish of the family.
Last year, 67 patients in need of a transplant died because of the lack of a suitable donor. Currently, there are 900 people on the waiting list for organs in the Czech Republic, and it is almost certain that some of them will wait in vain. In recent years, the number of donated organs has always been far below the actual need. In an effort to save every life possible, the health authorities are now proposing an amendment to the law which would make it possible for foreigners who die on Czech soil to become donors as well. Přemysl Frida again.
The current law does not permit us to procure organs from foreigners, even though they wish to donate organs, even though they are holders of donor card. And even though, for example, their family agrees on that, we simply are not allowed to do that. But we are working on amendments to the law, and we expect that in the following year, the law can be passed that organs from foreigners who die on the Czech territory can be used for transplantation, just like in the rest of Europe.
Can you explain how it would work?
Well, we would have a mechanism in place to get in touch with their families. And if the family is not available, then we would contact the consulate or the embassy and check whether these people are donors, are registered donors, or in cases of countries with the same system as we do have, If these people are not registered in registry of persons rejecting donation.
The need to find organ donors for life-saving operations is common to all European states, and despite a fast and effective network in place which helps find suitable organs from abroad, for many people help fails to come in time. At present, there are 60,000 people on the continent waiting for a transplant, and every day, 12 lose the fight for survival.
Daniela Lazarevar with that report.